Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement, change lives, as we're always sharing the unbelievable story behind the story of what it truly takes to achieve significant success. And listen, everyone, I'm blown away, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much to all of you. If you've seen it, to all of you that have been writing me, Elevating Beyond hit the top 200 of all podcasts in iTunes. And it's in the top 20 in business podcasts. And it's in the top 10 in business and entre leadership. I love entree leadership, though. On a side note, you hear me talk about them all the time, all kinds of respect for them. But in entrepreneurship, in iTunes, I mean, like the man that helped mentor me for the 13 years I've had my business, Dreamshine, Dave Ramsey, it's amazing. Like you see his show and I'm right up there next to him, and my man Gary Vee and Tony Robbins, and boom, Elevating Beyond with Mark Menard. So listen, I just want to say thank you so much to everyone. Please pop in there and leave the reviews, leave the, I think reviews, comments, like all that helps keep the momentum going. Share the show with everyone that you know, and we'll be able to keep bringing on, as always, and elevating amazing guests. And we're doing it live in the studio, as you all have seen and heard. And please check out the new YouTube channel. It's all under Mark Menard. And we're now uploading all of our video shows that we've been doing live in studio with our guests. We just uploaded the last one with a comedian that we had on, the winner of Last Comic Standing from NBC, Jeff Heffron. It's on YouTube now, along with all the other videos live in the studio. Check it out. But today, I have a nice surprise for you. And this was a live stream, actually, that I did almost 2 years ago. And I got so sick and tired of it, and I'm going to be calling people out and doing this more, of these fake so-called entrepreneurs that are selling these online courses. And I have no problem with doing that. I have courses, but they have no actual experience doing what they're selling. And they're giving people horrible advice, ripping them off. And they're making a lot of you give up because they're telling you, like, do this in 30 days and you'll make $100,000 and all this other crap. And as all of you know listening, I've been a business owner now for 13 years plus, starting my company Dreamshine, honored to serve individuals with special needs from the ground up, with my office in a barn at the peak of the recession in 2007. So I'm going to play, and also with this live stream, by the way, we posted it on YouTube, I think like a year ago, and then I saw it and I just randomly reposted it on my Instagram page and just started getting massive responses on it. And I just pulled a clip from it and then shared it on LinkedIn and all the other social media outlets. And I love it because so many of you just want the real talk. And I'm going to tell you, look, I don't ever cuss on these. And I think I say like ass two times in this because I'm just like so like pissed off about it. And I'm just so passionate about these people that are screwing people over. And I'm passionate about helping people and doing it the right way. But other than that, you know, it's usually a PG show. It's takes everything to the next level, authenticity and realness. But we're going to let the live stream play. I know you're going to love this. And don't write me that the audio, like on Twitter or something, and say the audio was off on that. And I own a company, I can help you fix the audio. I know it was from a live stream, but you're going to love this. So here we freaking go. This is really called Are You Really an Entrepreneur? And it's calling out all the fake entrepreneurs. Enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. Look, what's up, everyone? Look, this is Mark. I have not been on here for a while. I don't normally go off on these fools and idiots. I'm all about positive, but there's a lot of people being ripped off. And it's a perfect timing right now. I'm in my old condo. We're getting ready to sell it. One of the first properties we bought 11 years ago. What's up, Dan? And what I keep seeing, there's so many entrepreneurs out here. It's driving me crazy. The reason it's pissing me off is they're selling these courses to people. And I'm not talking about the ones that have good courses. I'm talking about the ones that don't have any experience, and they're selling this 30-day quick fix bull crap to everyone. And I'm here to tell you, as I stand in my first condo I bought 11 years ago, things take time. I started my first company over 11 years ago, 11 plus years ago, and I swear to God, it takes time. And however much time you think, it takes more time. And then to build my company to have $1 million plus with multiple companies took more and more and more and more time. And there's so many people selling these stupid, ridiculous courses. And the reason I'm on here and I'm pissed off, I'm not hating on them at all. I'm hating on the fact that they're ripping good people like you off. And the thing that hurts me the most is I've seen a lot of you give up. Because you believe, what's up, Garrett? Because you're believing from these courses and these idiots teaching you that this crap happens in 30 days. So you buy this 30 days to be a paid speaker, paid author, blah, 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 paid entrepreneur. You buy their course, you do it, and it doesn't work, and you feel like a failure, and you give up. And I'm telling you, it's the fools that are selling this crap. They're giving you terrible advice. And anyone that's watching this right now, so Natalie, Garrett, I'm calling your ass out. I don't even ever cuss, but I'm pissed. I'm calling your ass out. If you're selling a course and you say it's good and you're helping people and you say, oh, Mark's full of crap, I challenge you. Let's talk about it. Like, tell me about your K-1s. Do you even know what a K-1 is? And all of you that don't have businesses, it's okay. I'm calling out the fools that are selling stuff to people that have no freaking experience and they're making it look easy, and it's pissing me off. Because it's so much, it's not easy. It's not easy, everyone. And I want you to understand, though, not to give up. What's up, Julie? What's up, Frank? I'm sick of it, and I just want all of you to understand this. Don't give up because these people are telling you that you should be being instantly successful in their stupid-ass courses that they're selling. I don't care that their short-term courses are making a lot of money and they're put out on stage now. I will challenge you. Let's get really real. Let's talk about it. Like, let's talk about when I started my company in a barn 11 years ago. It's not easy. I couldn't get a loan. That's what's gonna happen. You gotta grind. I came home countless nights crying just to have money to meet payroll for my team 11 years later. Now my company's reaching new levels of success. Not 1 year later, not 2 years, not 30 freaking days later. And it wasn't even until I had owned my business and built it up with 20 team members to start doing it where I wrote a book and started a podcast and doing Facebook Lives. And I'm not on here just to sell you guys some cheesy bullcrap. I'm on here because I want to share truth with you and I love you. But I'm telling you, even as an author, like 8 years from owning a company that I still run successfully, we serve individuals with special needs,
I'm a practitioner in my company. I have 20 plus team members. As I put my book out, yep, it hit the bestseller list. But I didn't even break even for a few years on my book. I sold thousands of copies. I didn't even break even for a few years. That's the way it works. You've got to put money back in. Ken, you know how it is, dude. There's so many people, and the reason I'm on here, I'm telling all of you this to get anyone jumping on. I've been talking to my man, Greg Walker, about this. The reason it's really pissing me off, they're not tricking me. Like, I watch them and laugh. I'm feeling bad for people that are buying this crap, wasting money on it, and they're giving up, and they're thinking, I'm not cut out for this. I'm doing it the wrong way. Oh my gosh, June, the right people aren't ripping people off. The people that are selling all these courses that don't have real experience doing what they're selling, that are making it look easy, that are over-promising you how to become a six-figure speaker in 6 months or less. Well, they leave out the part that any successful company, and I'm telling you as a business owner, is 11 years plus, you can make $100,000 in your company, but they forget the fact that you have to put that much in and more to even get started throughout those first years. So you're gonna actually be probably my first years in Dreamshine. We made over six figures, but I brought home maybe $3,000 to $5,000, $15,000 that first year. So I could have been on here selling a course, how to make six figures in 1 year. Real talk, you don't do that. You invest it back in the company. You have to pay off debts. You build it up over time. There's no magic, and I'm not doing this to get you to give up. I want to inspire you to keep freaking going. When you write a book, when you want to become a successful speaker, you've got to keep going. Someone just has to pay you $100,000 for one speech. Ken, guess what, dude? I've had $25,000 I've been paid for, but people don't realize that I've invested almost $500,000 over the years in my book, in my video, in my speaking, because that's what it takes to grow a business successfully over time. So you get just that one speech for $50,000, that's freaking fantastic. It's amazing. I love it. I love you. Do it. Crush it. Kill it. But understand this, you've got payroll, you've got taxes, you start growing team members. Most people don't even know what K-1s are. Dan, what's up, my man? People that are selling these bullcrap, stupid courses claiming to be entrepreneurs, come and talk to me about your profit shares. Like, show me what your K-1s are if you have them. I'm not talking about being paid for fucking selling Avon. Excuse my language, but I'm pissed off about people being screwed over and given up. And you can tell I'm passionate about this. I'm not okay with this bull crap. Dan the man knows it. People like Dan Waldschmidt on here, real talk, dude has owned a company. He knows what it's like to fight in the trenches for years and years and years. There's no 30-day freaking magical recipe to success. So I want you all to know that you're doing awesome. I just don't want you to believe the hype when people sell you this crap for you to feel like you're doing wrong. What's up, Billy, my man? That because it takes you longer than 30 days, than a year, that maybe you're barely breaking even in that year, in the second year, in the third year, that if you're steadily doing a little better each year, you keep growing, you keep elevating, you learn, you screw up, then you might have a team member and an old employee sue you. I went through that. I won the case. People don't want to talk about that stuff. It happens. You got to battle through it. You got to not give up. You got to keep going. You got to keep learning along the way and don't stop. Yeah, I'm walking around. You're getting dizzy. And the reason I'm in here right now, this is my old condo that I bought 11 years ago. It's empty now. I'm getting ready to sell it. The house we have now is beautiful, but I didn't start off in my beautiful, almost million-dollar house. There's levels. There's 11 years ago when I could barely get a loan for this at the beginning of the recession. We had to rent it out for years because then when we went to sell it and move out, it went undervalued. So we rented it out for years and years and years. Now I'm investing. I'm getting ready to sell it. We're going to make a profit off of it. It's 11 years later. So if I'm on here right now saying, buy a condo and flip it in 30 days and you'll be a millionaire, it doesn't work like that, everyone. And excuse my language for cussing on here. I don't cuss. I don't usually cuss. I try so hard not to, but I'm pissed about this. And anyone that's watching this, I'm not talking about the people that are selling good courses and helping people like Dan. Dan's doing it. Dan's real. And he talks about perseverance. He doesn't sugarcoat it. That's what people need. I'm talking about all you freaking cheese balls that are saying it can happen overnight. Get this and you'll be magical in 3 months, 30 days, blah, blah, blah. Any of you fools watching this, call me out. I dare you. I'll have you as a guest on my show, Elevating Beyond. Let's freaking go toe to toe. And I don't give a crap if you have your MBA. I need to see your scars. We will go back and forth. I freaking dare you. I'm not afraid of you fools because I know I've walked the talk. I teach what I've done. I'm not teaching from a freaking textbook here. And that's what keeps happening. Anyone can get a textbook and teach other people that, but that's not the way it works in the real world. And really what I want to do is inspire you all to keep going, to not give up. Like, don't give up. Don't give up because you've tried the course and it didn't work out and you feel like, oh my God, I'm failing as an author. Holy crap, I hit number one on the Amazon bestseller and I'm still broke. Join the, that happens to almost, I have to have a course, I have to, oh my God, that's the way, it takes time. My good man, Dave Ramsey, his book has sold like 15 million copies over 25 years. That's right, not 2 years, 25. How much am I selling this condo for? Good question, Dan. We just redid everything in here, by the way. 3-bedroom. This is where we first started off. We're gonna list it for $160,000 here in Ohio. And when we first got it, remember, it went under value. I would have had to have lost money and brought it to close. So I'm here grinding tonight. I'm getting everything ready. We've been redoing everything. You've got to invest back into things over time. I know you guys, I wish I could tell you this magical, beautiful 30-day solution. It sounds so pretty, but it's not the truth. It takes time, and that's okay. Like, keep growing, keep pushing it, keep becoming, keep grinding, like Dan says. Like, literally, keep grinding. There's no magic. Dan talked to me when I got into the speaking game, and I thought, man, because I'm a successful business owner, my book's a bestseller, I'm going to immediately just be making millions as a speaker. It didn't work like that. 3 years later, thousands and thousands and thousands of hours, almost 500,000 invested, I'm getting more and more bigger paid speaking jobs to the point that I can almost say that that business has almost broke even. Whoops. Almost broke even. You got to invest back into it over time. And then you'll start to see anyone watching this that has your programs and everything. Like, if you're saying you're a business owner, don't tell me that you just have a 1099. I really want to see your profit shares. Show me that you have a K-1. Let's talk real talk about what it really means to own a company. I'm still challenging all of you. Courtney, you know this. Like, you're gonna go through hell and you're gonna keep going and you don't stop. Like, all this motivational stuff you hear, that's the truth about persevering. That's the truth. That is 100% the truth. So I'm on here now. Just everyone, don't give up. That's all I want to say is don't give up. I love all of you. And don't count yourself out because whatever that idiot told you that was full of crap, they're like the slimy used car salesmen. It's not your fault, but it is your fault if you give up. So don't give up. Keep going, everyone. Have a phenomenal day. Anyone that watches this later on and it pisses you off because you think your course is amazing, let's do it. I will have you. Let's go toe-to-toe on Elevating Beyond. I'm not talking about people that have a good course, that have experience, that are helping people. Don't get it twisted. not everyone else. I don't care if you sold 500,000 in courses. I could go sell heroin, right? And be like Narcos and make billions of dollars. Does that make it good? Does that make it right? Hell no, it doesn't. Let's get real here, everyone. I'm standing up. Like, that's my new mission now. I'm not hating, but I'm gonna call you fools out, and my mission is to help all of you with real talk and to weed these fools out and to call them out publicly. Because, like, what does Martin Luther King say? If we stand for nothing, we fall for everything. And I've tried to be quiet about this for a while. I'm like, I'm gonna be the bigger man, but I realize now it's not okay because I've seen a lot of people give up because of this. So a big mission of mine, I'm coming after you guys and gals that are screwing people over with your bull crap. And if you think that I'm full of crap, I can't wait till you challenge me. I will freaking crush you because I've done it. I have the scars to prove it. That's why. Real talk, I love you all. God bless Tupac. I love Tupac. Clarence, Tupac was the real deal right there. Little Saint in the house. What's up, Victor, everyone? Clarence, thank you. And look, I'm always on my public page, so I'm happy to. I want to say what's up to everyone. Courtney, Sean, Lou, my man Dan, Jack, Malachi, my brother from another mother. Love you. Jack, Hans, Lou, Mark. Mark said, horse, SH bomb. Hopefully you were, yeah, I know, you're right. It is, there's a bunch of crap out there. There is a bunch of crap out there. Share this and challenge any of those fools that are selling those cheesy courses. Let's get real. Let's get them on my show, Elevate and Beyond. I wanna freaking go toe to toe with them in front of my 2 million listeners. Let's do this. Decades, Dan said. That's right. I'm going on to the second decade of being a business owner, starting it from the freaking ground up. That's what it takes, everyone. Decades. You phenomenal. Ken, my man. Just making sure I'm throwing a shout out. June, everyone that has popped on here, everyone that watches this, I love you all. Lorraine, Frank, so many of you. Nikki Rich. God bless. Chris, I'm trying to catch you all on here. Holy crap, there's so many of you amazing people. I love it. Let's do this. God bless. Have a phenomenal evening.